Today's in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Dorim Daf Yud Ches. We pick up four lines from the top Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We remind ourselves of the Machlokas we're in the middle of. That is to understand our Mishnah, where our Mishnah said if a person says Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir, he's chayev of two Naziris periods of time. As opposed to if he says the Shvua that I will not eat this Kikur, Shvua that I will not eat this Kikur, he's only chayev of one time if he transgresses. So Rev Huna had explained our Mishnah as only talking about when the person says Hareini Nazir Hayom and Hareini Nazir Lemachar, that he is in fact Chayev two Naziruses. But if he says Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom, so then he would not be Chayev two times. It would not be Chal. And Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says no, even in that situation. So we've been spending the last half of yesterday's shir trying to disprove Rav Huna, and we're going to continue to do so today, attempting to disprove Rav Huna. So we pick up again four lines from the top, Yud Ches Amud Aleph, with the words Mosiv Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna now is going to question Rav Huna from the following Braisa. The Braisa states the famous pasuk we've had many times already, that a person who is Nazir Lahazir, he makes a neder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will become a Nazir. Nazir Lahazir, this double Lashon is what we're going to now focus on. It says, Mikan, from this double Lashon, Nazir Lahazir, Mikan Shenaziris, Chol Al Naziris. This double Lashon teaches us that if you said Hareini Nazir, and then you say Hareini Nazir, that it's Chal two Naziruses on the person. Now, I might have thought, Sheyachol, the Gemara says, Velo Dinu, it's a Kavu Chomer, that it shouldn't take effect on the Zerus from the fact that it doesn't take effect on a Shvua. That is, Uma Shvua Chamura. Shvua, which is stricter than the Zerus, the Gemara will ask in a moment, how do we know that Shvua is stricter than the Zerus? So, Uma Shvua Chamura, and Ein Shvua Chola Al Shvua, a Shvua which is stricter than Naziris, and by Shvua we don't say that a Shvua can be Chala on a Shvua. If you say Shvua that I will not eat this Kikar, and then you say Shvua I will not eat this Kikar, it's only Yasa to you once. If you eat it, you're not Chayiv twice, you only Chayiv once. So in this situation, a Shvua is stricter, and it isn't Chal Al another Shvua. So certainly then, Naziris, which is Chala, making a Naziris, which is less strict than a Shvua. Again, we'll explain in a moment why that is so in the Gemara. Naziris, which is Chal, lo kol shekein, certainly, then it shouldn't be Chal. Oh, how come it is Chal? Or Mishnah says it's Chal, Talmud Lomer. That's because we have a special pasuk that says, Nazir lahazir, mikan shenaziris, cholo al haNaziris. From the fact that the Torah used the extra word, Nazir lahazir, comes to teach us that by a Naziris, it is Chal on another Naziris, and by Shvua, it's not. Even though it would be a Kal v'chomer, say if it's not Chal by Shvua, it should be Chal by Naziris as well. Now, how is this a question on Rav Huna? So Rav Hamnuna continues and he says, Hechi Domi, how do you explain this Braisa? He says, Elaim, if you're going to tell me that it's talking about Omar Hareini Nazir Hayom, and then Hareini Nazir Lamacha, that this Braisa is talking about the case that Rav Huna says is the only case where this applies, where he says I'm a Nazir today, and then he says I'm a Nazir tomorrow, so then I would need a pasuk to teach me that it's Chal? Ha-krah, boya? Why would I need a pasuk to tell me that it's Chal? Because it's two different things. So of course it's Chal. I wouldn't need a pasuk to come to tell me that it's Chal in that situation. It's pasuk that it's Chal. So what must the Braisa be talking about? Rav Hamnuna says, El Olav, isn't the Braisa talking about the Amar Hareini Nazir Hayom? Hareini Nazir Hayom. Uktani Naziris Chal al Naziris and Tiyufta de Rav Huna. Oh, isn't this Braisa clearly stating, not like Rav Huna, it's stating like Shmuel, that even though the person said Hareini Nazir Hayom, and then he said Hareini Nazir Hayom, two Naziris is our Chal. Aye, we normally would say that a Shmuel is more Chomer, and through a Kav Chomer, just like it's not Chal by Shmuel, it shouldn't be Chal by Naziris. Oh, Nazir Lahazir comes to tell me that Kal v'chomer we don't apply over here. But this clearly is a tiyufta to Rav Huna. So how would Rav Huna respond? He says, no, not a tiyufta. Lo, because you know what we're talking about over here, Hochma Yaskinen, as we've explained previously, Kigon Shekibel Olov Shtei Naziros Bevasachas. He said at one time, not Harini Nazir Yom, Harini Nazir Yom, he said, I'm going to be a Nazir twice. So it's Bevasachas. So therefore, in this situation, even Rav Huna, as we've already pointed out previously, is Moda in that situation that there are two Naziruses over here because he said it simultaneously, Bevasachas. And therefore, this is not a slugging up of Rav Huna's din, that if he had said, Harini Nazir Yom, Harini Nazir Lamachar, then it wouldn't be Chal. The second wouldn't be Chal. We don't need Nazir Lahazir to teach us that. Nazir Lahazir is teaching us the din of Shekibel Lo Shtei Naziros Bevas Achas. Now the Gemara addresses, why do you say that a Shvua is more Chomer than a Naziris? Well, my Chomer de Shvua, mineder. How is a Shvua more Chomer than a Neder, such as Naziris? Gemara says, if you're going to tell me, Ilei Mamishum Dechayla Afilu Al Davar Shein Bo Mamish, oh, we've already learned multiple times that a shul can be chal even on an action, not only on an item. I could say, sleep should be on my eyes. I ask the sleep to be on my eyes with a shvua, or you could say, I ask her with a shvua myself to sleep. So sleep can take place on the eyes, so to say, on the item, or it can also take place on an action such as sleeping, whereas an edit can't take effect on an action such as sleeping. So is that the chumrah that we have, mishum dechayel afilu adover shein bo mamish, as opposed to an edit which is only chayel on a dover mamish, on an item and not on an action? So the Gemara says, no, there is an aspect of neder that's more chumrah than shvuah, as we've already learned as well. Neder nami chumrah. Each of them has a stringency that the other one doesn't have. What is the chumrah by neder? Because shekein chol ala mitzvah kirishus, a neder can take effect on a mitzvah. If a person says, I swear I will not build a sukkah, so the neder is nachal, because he's already mushba v'omei mihar Sinai, that he has to build a sukkah, that he has to sit in the sukkah. Not so much the building of the sukkah, but the sitting of the sukkah. If a person makes a shvuah, I will not take a lulu nesu, I will not put on tefillin, so he's already mushba v'omei, and therefore it's nachal. As opposed to, he says that this lulav, this sukkah, this tefillin should be to me also like a carbon, so it is chal, even though he won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah. So there's a chumrah aspect to neder versus shvuah. Neder is chal even on a mitzvah, as it is on a davar rishus, whereas a shvuah is only chal on a davar rishus. So why are you saying that shvuah is more chumrah than neder? Because you're suggesting it's chal al davar shem mamish, so neder has a chumrah that it can be chal al davar mitzvah kirishus. So therefore, why are you saying that shvuah is more chomer than neder? So the Gemara gives the answer, Ela Mishum Dichsiv. We have the famous pasuk in the Aseret Dibros, Dichsiv Ba Bishvuah. It says in regards to the shvuah, the Lo Siso Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashov, you're not allowed to take Hashem's name in vain, Ki Lo Yinakeh Hashem, because God will not forgive, He will not give you a kapara if you take Hashem's name in vain. And therefore, as you see in the Rosh, in the Ramaschal, Elam Shum Dasib Bishwa, Lo Yanaka, Baha Chumra, you say, Rossi, this is a Chumra, this is really something special. It's more in Shuas, he brings down, Daflam and Tess tells us, Kola Olam Nizdazeya, the whole world shook. Kishamar Kosh Bochu, Lo Yanaka, I will not give you a kapar over here, I will not cleanse you, I will not forgive you, so to say, for taking my name in vain. So the whole world shook. And Tosus adds to this, and he says, even though this is talking about Shua Sheker and not talking about over here our type of Shua, nevertheless our mission is talking about Shua's Bitoy, Mikol Makom Chumra Chashivusa Shava Hi. So we see that this idea of Chumra is there by Shua that's more so than by Neder. So the original Havamina, why we need Nazir Lahazir, that is true, because we would have said that if it doesn't apply by Shua, it shouldn't apply by Neder, by Naziris. Oh, Nazir Lahazir comes to teach us that we disregard this Kavul Chomer and say, no, even though it's not going to apply by Shua, it could apply by Neder. So we've never fully schlugged up Rav Huna. And how do we paskin? So you look at the Ran, that's what, again, we mentioned many times, the Ran over here goes and then gives off and after a discussion, the Aloch Lamaisa. So we look in the Ran, the Ramasel, Hilkoch, Naktinon, how do we paskin over here? He says, Tikihechi, the Ein Shua, Chol al Shua, L'chai v'beis, just like a Shua is not Chal on a Shua, to be M'chai a person two times. So he says, Kach Ein Neder, Chol al Neder. So to a Neder can't be Chal on a Neder. It's only Naziris that's Chal on Naziris. It's a unique thing about Naziris because Nazir Lahazir. But otherwise, we would apply this Kavu Chomer and not have, just like a Shua is not Chal on Shua, so to a, in general, a Neder is not Chal on a Neder. V'im Omar, Konem Olai Kikor Zeh. Konem Olai Kikor Zeh. And therefore, if a person would say, I asa this piece of bread in front of me, it should be asa to me like a carbon. And he says it again. If he goes and eats this, he would only be chayiv once. Just like if he said a shvuah on this kikar, he'd only be chayiv once. If he said it twice, so too, if he made a neder konem on this kikar, he'd only be chayiv once. That's what the Ran says. Because the ki tana, yesh neder, besoch neder, in our Mishnah, we said that there could be a neder, besoch neder, it's dafka limnos shtei nezirisu, the amrino kidach sivna. Because this pasuk that says nazir lahazir, so it's unique for nezirus and not all for all nedar. However, the Ran then says, "Miu lo hamilsva adif in nedarim mibishvuos." There is an aspect that nedarim are stricter than shvuos. She nedarim chol on shvuos, and neder could be chal on a shvua. Vein hashvuos cholos al nedarim. He says that if a person is making a neder after he made a shvua, it is chal the neder, whereas a shvua wouldn't be chal on a neder. So he says, well, give me an example. This ketzad. So if a person was nishba shiochal kikosef. swears that he will eat this kikar, and then afterwards, achakach, he says, asrulav bekone, I cannot eat this kikar, it is like a carbon to me. So here, his neder goes against the shvua, asruliochlo. Even though he swore that he would eat it, the neder uproots that and says he's not allowed to go and eat it. Kidamrin leal, just like we said, in regards to konim sukkah, shani yosa, or lulav, shani notel, the person makes a neder that he won't sit in the sukkah, or that he won't take a lulav and esrog, even though he's mushba v'omeid, usher, he's not allowed to go and sit in the sukkah or take the lulav and esrog, because the neder is chal in that situation. Or bevadai, and certainly, the kihechi, the neder chal al dvar mitzvah, since the neder can be chal al dvar mitzvah, so certainly, chal nami ashvua. It certainly can be chal on his shvua, saying that I will eat this kikar, then he says, I make this kikar to be like a carbon to me, so it is chal. She mitzvah, ushvuos, shtei in isu gavra, because the mitzvah in the Torah, or the shvua that a person took upon himself, that asks himself, isu gavrahud, the chayel alei isu chefza, and the chefza that you're saying, this should be like a carbon to me, is chal on that. Then the Dorin, in this situation, is able to be levatlo b'shev altase, and you can't do this, you have to sit back and not do it. Furthermore, the Ran says, the Evshur Gamkein, Kishikshem Shaneder Chal al Ashvua, Levatola, just like a Neder can be Chal on Ashvua, to Mevatal it, as we just said, if he said, I will eat this Kikar, and then he says, but this Kikar is also to me like a carbon, so it is Chal, and he's not allowed to eat it, even though it's going to be Mevatal Ashvua, so too, Kahu Chal Lekaima. It so too works to give a second issur over here. Shanishba, if a person says, Shalo yochal kikar, so a person swears, I will not eat this kikar. And then he makes an edder, and he says that the kikar should be treated like a carbon, because of Yosu lo bekonim, and then he eats it, v'yochlo, so now he's chayiv for the shvua and chayiv for the nedder, chayiv shtayim. And he says as well, v'chein bedin. He says it makes a lot of sense over here, because im levatel in kolon, if to uproot it, it is chal, so certainly lekayim lo kol shekein. The Ran goes through a lot more over here, talking about other scenarios, but we'll go weiter now in the Gemara. So we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shua, Shloachal, Shua, Shloachal. The person made a Shua, I will not eat this kikar. And then he says another Shua, I will not eat this kikar. So the Mishnah said, Viachal, if he then eats the kikar, Enu Chayv Alachas. He's only one time going to be Chayv over here. Now, this Lashon of he's only going to Chayv one time is what the Gemara is going to focus on. And we have two Lashonos over here. The first one goes as follows. Amar Rava, Rava Beferish stated, Im Nishal al Rishona, in this situation, if the person went to a Chacham and was Matir his Shvua, and in this situation, the first Shvua, they said, I will not eat this Kikar, is uprooted, so the second one now kicks in. Shnia Chola Olav. The second one will kick in over here, as you can see in the Likute Rashi, in Dibra Maskel, Im Nishal al Rishona, so he says, V'nesar B'Kikar, the second Kikar will become Osatum, Mishum Shvua Shnia, because of the second Shvua. Likewise, V'chein Im Nishal Shnia, same thing would apply. If he was asking on the second one, Chola Al Hashlishes, if he made a third one, the same thing would apply. Because in each situation, V'sha Chacham Oker HaNedim Ikaro, when you go to Hataras Chachamim, Hataras Nedarim, and uproots the nether as if it never took place, Sharei Poseach Lo B'charoti, he says, I'm sorry that I did this as a charata, and it uproots it totally, V'vikamo Shalom Nadar, and as if he never made the nether. And therefore, there's only one Shvua over here. V'chol ha'shnia l'mafreya. Sh'rishono ha'isom ne'akvosa me'locho. V'en l'rishono ho'ol v'nishal olav olav. So the second one in this situation is fully taking effect. Chol ha'shnia olav. Why is that? Mimai midelo k'tani eino el achas. Because the deacon in the Mishnah, it said shvua shlo ochal. And then he said shvua shlo ochal. So the Mishnah said, if he eats it, v'ochal eino chayav el achas. This lashon of eino chayav el achas means that it only chayev one time. It uses the lashon of chayev. Mi delok tani eino el achas. It didn't say there's only one shvua over here. It said you only chayev one time. Tani eino chayev el achas. And that implies revachu de lesla, that there was no room for the second neder to come in and be chal. Revachu de lesla. But ki mitshal al chaverta chayla. When you go and ask, and you have a hataras nedarim from the chachamim on the first shvua, so then the second one is chal, ki mishal al chaverta, so then the second one can jump in and take effect and be chal. That's the first lashon that we have over here. Rava specifically stated it. Second version is that it's brought down that this is in accord with what Rava said. Lishnachrin, a very, very slight difference between the first two. Some say there's no difference, lamaisa, others say there's a slight halach lamaisa difference. Lishnachrin, according to the second version, it says, chiyuvahu deleka. When the Mishnah tells us, he's chayev, eno chayev el achas, so in that situation, it's telling us that there's a chiyav over here, the leka, that there's no chiyav over here, that you'd be chayav el achas. However, hashuikah, but there is a shua over here, just waiting in limbo to take effect. And what's the difference between the two? L'may hilchasa, l'chid rabba. So it tells us that the difference over here, that it's waiting in limbo to take effect, is like exactly in accord with what Rava said. And what did Rava say? The Amar Rava, nishal arishona, also lo shnir tachta, as Rava had said. If you go and ask Hataras Nedarim on the first Shua, so then the second Shua will take effect. Okay. Gemara now says, Lema Masayile, the following Brisa seems to be in accord with what Rava just said. The Brisa, which we've had previously, says, Mishinah the Shnei Nezirus, Umonah Sarishona, Vihifrish Karban, Vinishal Aleh, also Shnei Barishona. So we had this in yesterday's Shia. Person took upon himself two Naziruses, and then he counts the first Nazirus for 30 days, his mafreshes korbanos, and he said, listen, I don't want to do this again. I'm going to be shoel on my first Nazirus, and the second one will therefore take effect in its place, and now I'm just done. I just did the second one. The first one I got rid of through the Hataras Nedarim, and I don't have to do any more. So the Brisa says, this works. When he's Nishal Aleh, when he's Nishal on the first Nazirus, so that one is gone, it's totally uprooted from the beginning, and therefore the second Nazirus goes and takes effect. Also, Lo Shnia Barishona. So the second Nazirus period of time is the first Nazirus period of time now, and he doesn't have to do any more Nazirus. Now, this seems to be exactly in accord with what Rava just said in regards to the Shvuah. So it seems to be this Brisa supports Rava. The Gemara says Lav Davka, because this Brisa could be talking about, as we also explained in the previous year, Kegon Shekiva Lo Shtei Nazirus V'Vas Achas, that in this situation, he took upon himself the two Nazirus at the same time. So it's not that the second is waiting in limbo, and it's going to take effect as soon as the first one isn't there anymore when you are shoal on it. No, they're both, they're taking effect because they took them Vas Achas. But if you would take one after the other, so then there is no raya over here that the second one is waiting in limbo to come in and kick in when the first one is gone. Maybe the second one never took effect, and therefore the second one isn't a good nether. You can't bring this brisa as a proof of that. Now we turn to Yuches on the base, and we begin a brand new Mishnah. Now this Mishnah is going to be discussed in part over here, and then the rest of the Mishnah, the Perusha Lahakel, we'll see, it will be discussed in the next Mishnah. So we start off the Mishnah and say, Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, Uperusham Lahakel. That when a person makes a neder and it's not clear, so the Stam Neder we treat in a more strict way, Lahachmir. But if he explains what he was saying, retrospectively we say that's what he meant, even if it's Lakula. Let's look in the Ran, Di Ramasu Stam Nedarim, to understand this a little bit better. And the Ran says, Klomar, this is if to say, Misha Nodaf, the person made an ender. V'yesh l'faresh l'shon o l'hachmir, or u'l'hokel. We don't know what he meant. You could explain it in a more chumradik way, or you could explain it in a more kuladik way. So, kol shalo piresh, now the gears that we have in the round is echad mehem, but if you look at the Nagos and Tzinun, he said it should be achakein. If the person didn't retrospectively say, this is what I meant, and it's left unknown, so l'man is kavim, we don't know what he meant, so then the Mishnah is telling us, Holchin b'stam l'hachmir. So we don't know whether he meant l'hokil or l'hachmir by this statement, so we go l'chumra in regards to Nedarim. However, u'perush l'hokil, so in Piresh, achakach, if he explained subsequently, he said, no, this is what I meant. V'yama l'kach niskavanti, and he tells us, no, I meant this, which is even going to be l'kula, somchim al dvarav afu pishumekil. We go and follow him, his lenient interpretation. He says, this is what I meant, so we believe him, even if it's l'kula. Now, the Ran then tells us that the rest of our Mishnah is going to be explained in the Kula Masnisin until Ad Nodar Becherem is Mefarish Ketzon Stom Lahachmir. And then, Mi Nodar Becherem, which is the next Mishnah found on the top of Daf Chaf, which Mitzvah Hashem will learn in 2 days, so from there and onwards, Mefarish Ketzon Perushim Lahachmir. That Mishnah will then explain the second part of our Mishnah over here, Perushim Lahachmir. So it's really one big Mishnah, so the Gemara is separate. Okay, so we start off now explaining where do we say Stam Nedarim Lahachmir. We'll give several examples of where we are Machmir by a Neder if a person didn't specify, and even retrospectively he doesn't specify what he intended, so then we go Lahachmir. Ketzad, what are examples of this? So Omar, if a person said about an object in front of him, Harei Olai Kibosum Eliach, so he says this object should be, this kikar should be like Bosum Eliach. Now Bosum Eliach, or he says, or Kiyai Nesek, like wine that you use on the Mizbeach. So what did he mean in both of these situations? Is he talking about Bosom Eliach, meat that's put on the Mizbeach, as it says, I'll call Korbancha Takriv Melach, and therefore he's saying this should be like Shlomim meat, this kikar in front of me should be like a Korban, or it should be like Yai Nesach, like the wine that we pour on the Mizbeach, and therefore, in Bishol Shlomim Nodar, if he was referring, we don't know what he's referring to, if he was saying that this kikar in front of me should be like Basar Shlomim, or should be like Yayin that was Nosuch in the Beis HaMikdash, so then this would be like Kikarban, and in fact the kikar in front of him would be Aser. However, if he meant that this should be like Basar Maliach, meaning Basar that was given to an Avodas Kochavim, in Bishal Avodas Kochavim Nodar, or the Yayin Nesach was wine that was poured for Nebuch, Yayin Nesach for an Avodah Zarah, so then it's a Dover Aser, and as we've already mentioned many times, a neder can only take effect on something that was nadur and can't take effect on an iser. So when he uses this lashon, harei like a basa meliach, harei like yayin nesach, so did he mean it should be like a korban and it should therefore, the neder should be chal, or he was saying it should be like a dover aser and therefore the neder would not be chal and the kikar would be mutter. So we don't know in this situation. So in this situation, if he doesn't in retrospect explain what he meant, so we don't know what he meant. If he explains, I meant it to be like Basar Shlomim, so then the neder would be chal. If he said, I meant it to be like Avodas Chavim, then the neder would not be chal. So, v'im stam, if he doesn't explain it, and we don't know what he meant, aser. So, in this situation, we go l'chumra. Here's an example of stam nedarim l'chumra. Another example, harei like a cherem. A person says, something should be to me like a cherem. Now, there's two types of cherem, as we've mentioned many times previously. There's the cherem that is given to the Kohanim, and there's the cherem that's given to Berek HaBayis. So, which one did he mean? So, im kicherem shel shamayim, if he meant it should be like the cherem that goes to the Berek HaBayis, so then it's a dover hanadur, and it's also like a carbon, and it would, in fact, the object in front of him would be chal, the kiko would be also to him. In this situation, if he meant vim kicherim shel kohanim, if it means it should go to the kohanim, so then it's not a carbon; it's not something that is aser, and it's once it's given to the kohanim, it is the status of chulin, and therefore it will be mutter. So if we don't know what he meant, vim stam in this situation, maybe men kicherim shemayim, maybe men kicherim kohanim, so then stam situation, stam nedarim lahachmir, and it will be aser. Another example: if he says harei like a maisa, this object in front of me, this kiko should be like Maisa. What Maisa did he mean? If he meant Imke Maisa Behema, Nadar, if he says this should be like Maisa Behema, so that is something that is designated to be a carbon, so it's like a carbon, and therefore the Nadar would be Chal al Adover HaNadar, it would be Asa to him, this Kika would be Asa. However, if he said Im shall go, and if he said it should be like Maisa of Chumas and Maisos, like a grain, so then it's Adover Asa, and it would be Mutter to him, because the Nadar is not Chal al Adover Asa. If we don't know, here's the example of Stam Nedarim L'Chumra. If we don't know what he meant, he doesn't explain afterwards, and we just don't know, V'im Stam, Aser. So then, the Stam position would be that it is Aser. The Neder would, in fact, be Chal. Then we continue with another example. If he says, I like a Truma, he says, this Kikar in front of me should have the status of Truma. So what type of Truma did he mean? So there's a Truma's Halishka, which we've mentioned previously many times, is several times during the year, around the Shlosh Regalim, they would go and take out the funds from that fiscal year to go purchase korbanos on behalf of the tzibur. This is known as the Trumas HaLishka, a whole process that the Gemara in Shkolim talks about in many other places. So maybe he meant, when he said Truma, it should be like the Trumas HaLishka, which is a Dover HaNadar, and therefore the Kika would be Aser, because this is Matvis on this Dover HaNadar, on the Matzis HaShekel. So, Im Ki Trumas HaLishka Nadar, if he meant that this should be like the Trumas HaLishka, that's what he meant, Ki Truma, so then it would, in fact, the Kika would be Aser. If, however, he meant it should be like regular Trumas of Maisus from a Gorin, so then Im Shol Gorin, in that situation, it would be a Dover HaAser, and it would be Mutter. So, if he specifies which one he meant, so then that's what we go by. But if he didn't specify, Bim Stam, we don't know which one he meant, Aser. And this is the opinion, Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rameh's opinion. Now, along comes Rabbi Yehuda. Some say Rabbi Yehuda is just explaining Rabbi Meir. Others say he's arguing Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, Rabbi Omer, Stam Truma be Yehuda Asura. If he uses the Lashon of Truma in Yehuda, which is near the Beis HaMikdash, the region of Yehuda was very, very familiar with Kohanim and with the Beis HaMikdash. So, if he says Truma, Mistama, in there, we have to be concerned that he's talking about the Truma Salishka. And therefore, in this situation, we have to say that Stam Nedarim L'Hachmir, and we have to assume in Yehuda L'Chumra, unless he specifies it's not what he meant. However, in the Galil, where they weren't in a Havamina to think that it means Truma Salishka, so in the Galil, it would be Muteris. We don't even get off the ground. So that's why some say this argues with Rameh. The Rameh would say, no, even in the Galil, this would be Stam Nedarim L'Hachmir. And others say, no, Rehuda is just saying that in a situation where there is no possibility of thinking that it means L'chumra, such as in the Galu, Mistama, in the Galu, when he says Truma, he means Truma, and not Truma Salishka. Why? She'anshei Galil, because the people in the Golu aren't familiar with the Truma Selishka, they don't deal with it, they're not around the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore when they think Truma, they think Stam Truma, Truma of grain. Similarly, Stam Charamim, if a person uses the Lashon that this should be Cheirim, this object in front of me, this Kikah, should be like a Cheirim, so it depends. The Yehuda Mutarin, in Yehuda, this would be something that would be permissible, because this Tana, as we'll see, is Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar holds different than our Mishnah. He holds Stam Nedarim is Lahakel. And therefore, in Yehuda, well, we have to assume that the people know about Cheremei Kohanim because they deal with Kohanim all the time. So then, Behuda, this Tana goes Lekula, and therefore Mutarim. As opposed to in the Galil, when they say Cheremei, they don't think about Kohanim, they just think about Tua Kodesh Baruch Hu. So in the Galil, it would be Asurim. There's no suffix over there, and therefore they're not at all thinking of Cherim Kohanim. It's a Vandai that they're thinking about, that it should be the Cherim to Bede Kabayis, and therefore this isn't a case of Stam Nedarim Lahachmer, Stam Nedarim Lahakel. This is a case of, this is his nether. His nether is that it should be for Cherim Beis HaMikdosh, and therefore in the Galil, Shein Makirin is Cherim Kohanim, you can say Vandai that it is for the Beis HaMikdosh. That's what Cherim means. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Now we'll start the Gemara. Moral contrast our Mishnah with the following Mishnah in Taharos. For Atnan, we learned in Mishnah Taharos, Sofek Nazirus Lahakel. There it clearly says that if you're in doubt about a Nazirus, you go Lahakel. What is this referring to? So the Ran brings down this Mishnah in Taharos, Perek Dal, the Mishnah Yabez, and the Rosh gives a little bit more detail. The Rosh says that this Mishnah is the Omar Harini Nazir Shiesh Bechri Zeh Meyakur. The person says, I'll be a Nazir if this pile of grain has in it 100 cores, certain measure, cores 30 saw, so there's a huge amount of grain in this pile. Oh, or he says, Oshamar Al Hakoi Harini Nazir. He talks about an animal that is a koi. The Mishnah Yomis is doing this series of Mishnais right now. So he says about a koi, it's a suffix. Is it an animal that is a behema? Is it an animal that's a chai? Is it both? Is it neither? So he says, if this animal that is a koi is in fact a behema, so then I will go and become a nazir, harini nazir. So he says it's a chai, I'll become a nazir. So in all of these situations, we say suffix niziros lohakel, that one goes leniently. So how can you tell us in our Mishnah that one goes luchumra over here and say that we go by Stam Nedarim, which includes Nazirus, it's Lahachmir. So we seem to have a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Taharis. So Amar Rizera, Rizera says, Lokash, no, there's two different opinions. Ha, Rabbi Eliezer is the gear so that we have, but you look at the Hagos and the Tziunim, he says, he brings down that if you look in Rashi and Tosus and the Gemara over there, as well as the Ran over here, and all the Komos, and he brings down the name of the Rashas and the Cheshik Shlomo, that we should change this gear here from Rabbi Eliezer, it should be throughout Rabbi Eliezer. So I'm always going to read this as Rabbi Eliezer, not Rabbi Eliezer. So there's a difference over here between the Mishnah and our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Taharos. Ha, Rabbi Eliezer, ha, Rabbanim. What is that? The Tanya. We learned in a Brisa. If a person is makdish chayoso ubehemto, a person says, I makdish all of my chayos and all of my behemos. Now, what is the status of this koi? The koi is not clear. Is it a biri bifnei atzmo? Is it a hybrid animal? Is it a chaya? Is it a behema? So the Brisa states, in fact, if he's makdish all of his chayos and all of his behemos, that will also hikdish es hakoi. He will also have been makdish the koi. That's the opinion of Tanakama. But Rabbi Elazar, again, it should be Rabbi Elazar, not really Ezra, Rabbi Elazar Omer, lo hikdish es hakoi. Ah, so you see that Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that, in fact, a person goes stam nedarim lahakel. And therefore, he's the author of the Mishnah in Taharos, whereas the author of our Mishnah here, which says stam nedarim lahachmir, goes like the Tanakama of Rabbi Elazar. Now, the more explains this further. Man diomar mamono ma'ayolisveika. The Tanakama in this price clearly holds that your money, that you're willing to put your money into a suffix when he says, Amakdish all my chayas and behemos, that includes the koi. So even though it's a suffix, maybe the koi is not a behemah, not a chaya, nevertheless it includes the koi. So the Tanakama of Rabbi Elazar, who holds that you will, are willing to, person is willing to put his money into a suffix situation, so Gufa Nami Mayel is also willing to put his own personal situation, his own guf, into a situation where it's not clear whether he's a nazir or not. So Stam Nedarim Lahachmer. So the Tanakama in that Braitza is the author of our Mishnah. Gufei Dami Mayel. He's willing to put himself into a suffix situation. As opposed to Rabbi Elazar, Uman Diomar, Mamono Lo Mayel Isveka, Rabbi Elazar says, you're not makdish the koyin in the situation. You weren't beferish makdish. You don't want to get involved in sveikas over here. So we go lakula. So gufe nami. We have the gear sinami over here. His body too. When we turn to your testament aleph, kol shekain deloma ayil sveika. Certainly, if he's not willing to put his money into a suffix situation, how much more so is he not willing to put his guf into a suffix situation? And as the top run says, hilkoch masnisim distam neziros lahokel Rabbi Elazar. The Mishnah, which says in Taharos that stam neziros we go lahokel, that's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Whereas our Mishnah is the opinion of the Tanakama of Rabbi Elazar. So that is what Rav Zeira explains the stira between the two Mishnais. There's no kasha, two different opinions, two different tanoim. However, the more questions is, since I'm only a Abai says, really? Bimayu kimta l'sofik nezirus l'hokel. So you're explaining that Mishnah that says sofik nezirus, we go l'hokel, like being the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, Emaseva, but keep on reading that Mishnah in Taharos. It then tells us about a Bechor. And if something is a sofek bechor, sofek bechoros, for example, as the Ran says, kigon shiolda zochar nekeva, the mother cow gave birth to both a male and a female calf, the ein yadua ze hotz eze hotzi rosho risho, and we don't know which one stuck its head out first. We don't know who the bechor is. If the male calf is a bechor, so then the animal has kedushas bechor. If the female was born first, then the male has no kedushas bechor whatsoever, and there's no kedusha on the female animal. So in that situation, when you have a sofek whether an animal is a bechor or not, so it says there in the Mishnah in Taharos, sofek bechoros echad bechoriyodim, whether you're dealing with a sofek with a person, the mother gave birth to twins, you don't know which one's the echad bechori behema, or it's an animal, bein tmeya bein tora, whether it's a kosher animal, it's a goat, sheep, or a cow, or you're dealing with a donkey. A donkey also has a din of peter chamor beset. You have to go redeem it with a set. So whether you're dealing with a human, or a cow, goat, or sheep, or a donkey, in all of these situations, the Mishnah says, hamotzi mechaveru olav araya. If you want to go and prove that you own that property, the Bechor goes to you as the Kohen, so you have to prove that the animal is a Bechor. If you can't prove it, then we don't take it away from you. But, V'tani Allah, we learned in a Braitza that explained that Mishnah further, however, but we treat it with stringency. V'asurim begiza avoda. We treat it like Bechor, just like an animal that's a Bechor, you're not allowed to go and shear it, you're not allowed to go work it, so too, this animal, you're not allowed to go and shear and work. So how can you tell me that we go like Rabbi Elazar, this Mishnah in Tahoros is Lekula, we go Lahakel, we see over here, Vasur Megiz of Yavoda, no, we go Lechomra over here. So how can you tell me that Rabbi Elazar is the author of this Mishnah? Because he says Lekula. So Gemara says, Omer Le, Rav Zeru would answer to Abaye in the following way, Amai komedames kedusha haboa me'elea l'kedusha haboa bidei adam. He says, no, you have a basic problem over here. The Bechor, the Kedusha, comes upon itself. You can't say, well, the person was willing or not willing to put himself into a suffix situation. The Bechor, the Kedusha, comes me'elecha. It comes by itself. It's Kedusha me'recha. So, yes or no, but you had nothing to do with it. As opposed to when a situation where you're putting yourself into the suffix situation. So then, Rav Zeira says that Rabbi Elazar always holds that we go lakula. A person doesn't want to put his money and he doesn't want to put his body into a suffix situation. He wouldn't subject himself to becoming a nazir al suffix. It's only vaday that he would want to be a nazir, but not al suffix. So therefore, Rav Zeira says the my teretz to say that our Mishnah goes like the opinion of the Tanakhama Rabbi Elazar, and the Mishnah Tahoros goes like the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, is still airtight. It's not a problem. This idea from Bechoros that you brought down has nothing to do with our discussion because Bechoros come by themselves and aren't totally in what the person's thoughts are. And this machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Tanakhama is totally in what is a person willing to do. Is he willing to put himself into a suffix? Tanakhama says yes. Rabbi Elazar says no. Now, we're still in the middle of this discussion, but this is a good break point where this will conclude today's share.